ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. and Britain struck more than 60 targets in 16 different locations in Yemen. The strike targeting Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who've been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea. ABC News contributor and former Deputy Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, Mick Mulroy, says,
"This is a long time coming and needed to happen. There's only so long the United States should be out there deflecting attacks, not only against commercial shipping, but against our own naval assets. So this needed to happen."
It's happened amid fears of the Israel-Hamas war escalating and spreading. At The Hague right now, Israel's presenting its defense to a charge of genocide brought by South Africa. Every state in the U.S. under some kind of severe weather alert. The National Weather Service warning of life-threatening wind chills in South Dakota. Extreme cold also expected in the Northwest. A blizzard warning in Iowa impacting the last days of campaigning ahead of Monday's caucuses. This is ABC News. Boeing is under further federal scrutiny as its 737 MAX 9s are grounded, with hundreds of flights canceled after a defective door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines jet last week, forcing an emergency landing.
The FAA has sent Boeing a letter notifying the company an investigation has been launched to determine if Boeing failed to ensure its products conformed to approved design and if they were in a condition for safe operation in compliance with FAA regulations. The FAA is telling Boeing it must comply with high safety standards or legally accountable to meet. In a strongly worded statement, the FAA saying, quote, "This incident should have never happened and cannot happen again." Alex Stone, ABC News.
An alert for Elton John fans with money. Nearly 1,000 items from his former Atlanta condo are going up for auction next month. They include stage costumes, boots, Versace shirts, and a grand piano that could sell for $50,000. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer is introducing 11 bills to fight human trafficking in Wisconsin. State Representative Jody Emerson is a co-chair of the Assembly Speaker's panel with a message for human trafficking victims.
The crime that you were a victim of does not define your life. It is one short chapter in the story that is you. And I think it is our job to make sure that we have the tools available to get them to a better and whole life.
It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon, since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. More people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicare and Medicaid than ever before, more than 250,000 as of December 23rd. That's according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The previous record was reached in 2017. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers get ready for the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice for Sunday's wild card game, but defensive back Jaire Alexander not out there. He's injured again, this time his ankle. Matt LaFleur says it happened Wednesday.
We had mostly a jog through and unfortunately stepped on somebody's foot and rolled his ankle. So I know he's doing everything he can to be available, and I'd say it's day to day.
Baseball. The Brewers signing several players before the arbitration deadline. Corbin Burns, Devin Williams, Willie Adames, and others, all to 1-year deals to stay with the team. NBA, weird game last night. The Bucks and the Celtics, the two top teams in the conference. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead on the way to a 135-102 win. The Celtics benching all of their starters in the second half, including Drew Holiday.
I think it just wasn't the lack of us not playing hard. I think just based off the way the game went, sometimes coaches make decisions like that.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm that will bring between 8 and 12 inches of snow, along with 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts later today, tonight, into Saturday. A winter storm warning is in effect today, tonight, into early Saturday. Once we head into the weekend, it's going to get extremely cold. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Well, I thought I was going to wake up and it's going to be in the middle of a blizzard, but it's nice right now.
It was great out this morning. My wife got all...
squirrely?
You know, that's a good word for it. Because
did she get mad at me at all for yesterday what I said?
She's very forgiving of you, John.
Good.
I explained to her who
the part about like when you paid Pella and it was like...
Yeah,
no. Donna, get me the cash. Do you want the unmarked bills?
Yeah.
No,
came downstairs and she's outside. I'm like, what are you doing outside? And she's getting ready for the birds. You know, filling up the bird feeders. My mom used to do that, which I think is really cool. And
I'm not an expert on this.
Far from.
But I've read that sometimes you shouldn't feed birds in the winter. Because then if you kind of, they get dependent on that and they stop looking on their own. And then, you know.
The restaurant never closes at our house. I mean, we feed the birds.
Well, like if you went on vacation, where would those birds eat?
Neighbors would fill.
Well, I guess what it is, it's like one or the other. You either stay with it the whole time or not.
And when I was a kid, my mom, we would always feed the birds. You have to walk through the snow, you know. And when you're a little kid, it seems a
lot. Can I tell you something that's terrible? Snow.
What's that?
Well, not terrible.
No, this is a Nagani thing with you. You trap.
Well, you know.
Okay. Be nice. They're...
My grandpa used to do it.
Did he?
Well, I even read a book about how in northern Italy you won't find a lot of songbirds. Although maybe not, because the northern Italians used to eat birds.
Right.
That was a big thing.
Delicacy
for them. It was birds and polenta. Mm. And, I won't even say it.
No, don't.
I won't say it.
Hey, speaking of food.
Let's just say my grandpa.
There's not a lot of songbirds in his neighborhood.
Yeah. There are a few generations that skipped with songbirds in the patch location in Nagani, Michigan.
About people driving through. It's awful quiet here.
Yeah. Right? They just stopped singing.
He would wait till, you know, in the fall when they'd all gather. There'd be like 100 of them in a tree. And they're... And he'd have double-aught shotgun and just blast.
You got to get a lot of them to get some meat, though.
Absolutely. But, my sister, this isn't even that long ago. My sister, this was in the 60s. She goes to visit our Nia, Zia, which is a great aunt, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And she goes, we're going to have a special dinner for you, polenta and something. And they're driving, and this one aunt has this brown paper bag with her in the back seat. And she hears all this noise going on inside the bag. And she had two robins in there.
Oh, you can't. That's against the law.
Okay. Wow. And that was part of their dinner. And my other aunt got so mad that she let my sister know that they still ate birds. Well, but Rob, it's not a state bird in Illinois.
What was for like Christmas?
So
did
I think
you have,
in Illinois,
like,
it's fine.
So you ate robins?
I never did. No.
No, no, no. Of course not. But then for Christmas and Easter, did you have eagles?
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's a state bird.
That's a stretch.
Well, I mean, I these.
Can I just say one thing?
Better be quick.
No, they're too tough.
Hey, speaking of food, you know, yesterday, did you guys go grocery shopping yesterday? It was crazy.
I did.
Was it crazy or what?
I did.
Everybody's worried about this
That's
storm.
Funny you would say that.
Yeah, so did I. You know what I bought?
What?
Because you had mentioned yesterday, which I was surprised. You haven't had lamb.
No, I've never tasted lamb.
Yeah, so I bought a leg of lamb.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to make that for you guys.
Have you done that before? Have you made lamb? Yeah.
Oh, we had lamb all the time when we were kids.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? No, I've never tasted lamb.
Yeah. And with mint jelly. I'm not going to buy mint jelly, though, you guys, because nobody, you just buy it, sits on the table, nobody uses it. So, no, I'm just going to, I don't know if I'm going to cook it on the grill or if I'm going to bake it. But, yeah, I got, like, see, I bought, like, a 6-pound leg of lamb at Fresh Market.
Oh, nice.
And my wife doesn't like lamb.
Oh.
6 pounds is a lot for
That's
me.
It's a lot
eat.
Of lamb. It's a big leg.
So I'm either going to...
It's a fat lamb.
She says, you're going to invite your brother over? And I'm like, yeah, I might do that. I said, but, you know, I don't think John has had. I said, I'm going to make some for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll
okay.
drop it
Well,
off.
Like I said, my son loves it.
Yeah, that's different, though. He's talking... I'm sure he likes lamb.
Well, he likes the stuff from the store, the restaurant you went to.
Fresh kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are lamb meatballs.
You know, I got it. I go to the doctor's.
That's not the
same I went
thing.
To the doctor's. Everything's going to be good. We're good.
Good.
Got me right. on some meds and everything.
Right.
But blood pressure's still high. Still real high with them. So put me on new meds for that, too. So anyway, so let me just say this. Mm. So when we're talking, you ever do you talk about something? It's like, I got a hankering for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know how that just?
Oh, yeah.
So I got a hankering for chili. Okay?
I'm making that, too, this weekend.
So I never bought canned chili before.
No, don't buy that.
I will never buy canned chili again.
Oh, no.
No, don't. No, that's why I went to the store. I
was so disappointed. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put everything I could find, garlic, salt, and everything into
no,
it.
You don't want to buy that.
Maybe put my Vietnamese spices. It just,
No, you don't want that. No, you know, I was thinking about yesterday. Todd, I was going to call you about, not to call you about this because it wasn't that big of a deal, but I couldn't get it out of my head. That guy that texted us that said, you know, I love my grandma, but she put tomatoes in the chili.
Yeah, I don't like tomatoes in chili.
Okay, it's just, wait, I'm thinking about that. I'm like, that's like saying I love my grandma, but she put cheese on pizza. Is there a chili without tomatoes?
Well, yeah.
Well, there's white chilies. Most chilies have a tomato puree base at least, but
yeah.
maybe not the chunks.
I don't like clumps of them.
That's what
okay.
he's saying.
Oh, that's what he was saying.
Clumps of them, that's
the
what
large
I don't like.
Those, no, I don't like
Don't
those
like
either.
That at all.
But I have diced
If
tomatoes.
They're diced up and everything, sure, but I don't like the clumps.
No, I won't do that.
Okay.
I'm making chili this weekend, too.
All right.
Lamb chili, and then the other thing I'm making is is homemade pizza.
All right. What time do you want me over for the game?
Yeah, no. I told you.
Todd,
owner. I'm like
How would you feel, Todd? Yeah, I live within a walk, and I literally would walk.
You could walk to my
house. I would walk to his house.
Yeah. No.
Okay, I would walk to his house.
But you got
to
be
invited. I've become that guy.
John, you've been at my house.
Listen to me, though. Be proud of me for once.
Okay.
I become that guy, like when I had to go to CVS yesterday to get my prescriptions.
No okay. way. You walked up there?
I walked.
Did
and
you
and not only that, but let me tell you this.
Give you credit for that.
I got halfway there and I realized I forgot my wallet.
Oh.
I had to walk all the way back and then walk again. So I did that. So and coming back, I walked up. Oh my God. I went down on the bridge yesterday.
Oh.
The Bart Starr Bridge.
You fell?
I went down. Yeah. It was glare pure ice like you can't believe the sidewalk was.
Yeah, they should salt that.
Oh, my God. It was treacherous. I literally had to hang on to the rails to get all the way across.
That is not good.
Okay, I was going to ask you this. So if you live in, like you, like how far in front of your house do you have to shovel and make it, like, you know, good?
You're responsible for the sidewalk.
What happens if you don't? What happens if you don't?
City's going to come and they're going to shovel it and they're going to fine you.
Okay.
And the people who rat you out, and the city, they don't really drive around, but... post office, neighbors, kids walking to school. I don't know exactly. Well, of course, you lived out in the sticks, so that doesn't matter. But, yeah, you're responsible for your sidewalks. That's why a lot of people
will fight. But aren't businesses downtown responsible?
You know what?
Because it was hit and miss.
And you can tell that when you go.
Got a thing here, the Drift Inn for Chili John. Chili John's is closed, though, right? The real Chili John's?
I think there should have been a comma there. The Drift Inn for Chili John.
Gotcha. Yeah. Not Chili John. Oh,
but you're right.
Yeah, I was there a couple of weeks ago, and I love their. You know what I like? I like cheeseburgers that aren't huge. I mean, you know, some people want these big, huge cheeseburgers. They've got those smaller ones.
No.
And they're just tastier, I think.
No.
No, okay.
No, I think cheese, because of the cost of meat especially, I think.
Oh my God! I gotta say this. Let me just say this.
I was gonna say burgers have gotten thinner, and I don't like thin burgers.
I will say this.
I'm still all about the right place for cheeseburgers.
Okay, I will say this. I will say this. When I shop, I'm amazed. And I know people are going to say, well, yeah, Minor, you've been living in a, you know, a bunker. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
So I'd never shopped before I, you know, kind of, okay. And it's like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And I know it is.
Wow, is stuff expensive?
It is.
I mean, I'd reach for something. It's like, you know, a can of something. It's like, you know, $5.94. It's like, what?
I know.
I was in shock shopping. And it got to the point where I'm just like, okay, you're looking for, what's the cheapest? I don't care what it is. I'm just taking, maybe that's where that chili I bought. It tastes like old socks.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding about this. It tastes like old socks.
How the hell would you know what an old sock tastes like?
That's what I was thinking.
Because when I was in college, I didn't have a lot of money.
Where is this going?
Sometimes you had to eat your socks.
Oh my God, John.
But anyway, I'm just saying that I'm shocked at how expensive things are. And everybody, every single person out there is saying to themselves, wow, welcome to the world, Mino. Where have you been? I hadn't grocery shopped a lot, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
It is. It's expensive.
Wow.
I mean, go to that. I was at Festival. I was at Fresh Time and Festival.
You know what? And here's the deal. You know, I was going to Aldi's for a while.
Yeah.
And because some of their stuff's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Okay. And I grocery shop, I'll be honest with you, at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, you do. I don't, but we talked about that one time.
I know.
That's not why they're there. They're there for like paper goods.
No, I'm just saying they got groceries.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, I bought a bag of apples, okay, from Aldi's, and everyone was bruised. I actually had to throw them out.
Yeah.
It's like once you get something like that, it's like,
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, and there's certain stores that are, my dad used to go like drive the Star of David when he went grocery shopping.
Star of David?
You know, like, go to this corner, then over here,
Yeah,
here.
My dad did that, too.
Okay, but the reason he did that, two reasons, probably the primary reason was price. You know,
yeah.
Who was having the special on tomato soup versus, spaghetti?
Absolutely.
But the other thing I want to say is there are stores that are better at things than others.
Yeah, I agree.
And there's a good store on Webster Avenue that is really good with their meat section. Not the biggest section in the world, but it is. The butcher's there. You ring the buzzer. He comes out and talks to you. So that's cool. But Aldi's is good for some things.
No question.
Their cheese.
Okay. I buy stuff from there, a lot
yeah.
of stuff. But
yeah.
I won't buy their fruit anymore. It's the only thing I won't buy.
No, I wouldn't either.
I mean, just because maybe I got the one bad batch.
No, John,
But once that happens, it's like, I don't want to.
I don't want to do a survey on that, but I think you're not alone.
Okay.
So, but there's great stores that are. It's tough, though, when you got, 20,000 SKUs, although Aldi's has less, but, you know, Festival has more than that, to be good at everything.
Yeah, no question.
I mean,
no question.
And then you got price points.
I will
coupons.
Say this one thing at Festival. Someday when I'm not on a diet, I just want to go to their section, which is the big deli section. They got all that stuff. They got the big, prime rib or whatever. Yeah. It looks so good. It's mind boggling.
And those are some of the nicest guys. The deli, the butcher people,
yeah.
those are good people.
Yeah.
And they're usually a little bit older. There's a couple of young guys doing that, but they're a little bit older. They kind of know what they're talking about. They'll tell you how to cook it. And I'm all about, I love grocery shopping. I think it's fun. I like the aisles are nice and wide. The stores are clean.
Yeah.
I just,
no question.
Customer service
Can't
is good.
Go
but anyway, I just want to say, I got a text from my wife with exclamation points.
Uh-oh.
Invite him over. So I'll just.
Oh, we love Donna.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
We love Donna.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I've already invited my brother. Sorry, John. We'll do it next time.
Packers, 7-point underdogs, but Mino gets
seven
hit
and
by
a half.
If they overcome that.
Seven and a half,
you know
Johnny.
What? I would bet on that. I'm going to bet on that. I'm going to take the Packers. I'm going to bet $100. I'm taking the Packers.
And 7.5 points.
Yes. I'll take 7.5 points.
Man.
I'll take some.
God,
we're doing a Packer contest today, by the way, folks.
Yeah, I know we are.
We got a fun contest coming up. We got a lot going on today. Stay with us. Mino the Mayor back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
A reminder, today we got a winter storm warning now through 3 o'clock. They're saying anywhere from 6 until to 12 inches of snow for northeast Wisconsin. Blizzard warning kicks off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Winds 40 to 60 miles per hour.
That 60's terrible.
Wow,
40, yeah, wow, that's rough. Serious wind. That's going to be a little bumpy flying in here. Wow.
Who's flying in? Anybody that you know?
Oh, no, a friend of mine left this morning, and which is great. He took that first flight at, 6:05 or whatever. He's gone. But I just, those winds, that's tough.
That's,
I mean, these guys know what they're doing, but.
That's where you get that zero visibility tough sometimes.
Well, then they won't come in. I'm just
at least we don't have big snow drifts yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isn't that nice that the, you know.
Look at this one. Johnny, my mom is making lasagna for the game. Come on over. Tori.
Oh, Tori.
Thank you, Tori.
That's awesome. Lasagna's a good meal. It's going to be cold.
I bet you're one of the only people. Todd, quick poll.
Yeah.
No.
Is Jim the only person who wouldn't want me sitting watching a Packer playoff game?
John,
yes, sir. Would you want me? Folks, I'm just going to. And no. I'm not going to go anyplace. I'm just going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I still got this. You know, the cold is winding down. Went
that's
to the doctor yesterday.
That's why I didn't invite you.
Got some drugs and everything. So so I don't want to bring my stuff to somebody else.
Right.
But quick poll. Would you invite, yes or no, folks? Would you invite me over to watch Packers?
Let's reword that poll.
What? It's pretty plain.
In a playoff game,
more descriptive you need to get?
Okay, I think it's bigger than that. In a playoff game like this, where the Packers are the underdogs and everything's on the line to advance, would you rather watch the game alone or
with Mino?
Or with an annoying, or with a...
My goodness.
Not annoying. That slipped out.
Hey, do you remember the old Seinfeld episode?
That slipped out.
It was about they're going to the Giants were in the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah.
And there was a big game, and George wasn't invited. I said, well, why am I not invited? Why am I not invited? Well, you kind of made a scene last. What did I do? Well, you're pounding on the table, the coffee table. Well, so what? It's the Giants. And then it's like, well, there's another thing. What? It's like, you used the bathroom in the master bedroom. Well, you know. So is it those kind of problems?
But remember when we were talking yesterday or the day before, the president of the Chicago Bears, not the owner.
I know the president.
And he was in the box by himself.
Yeah.
He just was very, I think, intense. He's got huge decisions to
make.
Is he going to keep the quarterback?
12 or 14 years, you know, I hosted veterans in Ted Thompson's box.
Yeah.
And it was like Ted's box. On the left-hand side was the head coach's box. On the right-hand side was a Packer executive committee.
Right.
And next to them was the opposing team's box, whatever they want to have up there. And those opposing team boxes were, I would always walk by, kind of stick my head in the door, because they would have, I remember when San Francisco played here, MC Hammer was in there. We brought him into the box to meet all the troops and everything like that. So a lot of times they would have celebrities up there.
Oh, yeah.
And remember one year it was one of the Jonas Brothers and his girlfriend were at the game. She was in, what was it?
Philly?
What was it?
Oh, no, I talked, what box was she in? Because that guy in the Philadelphia, who owns the Eagles, is a big entertainer.
Well, this is the one that the Packers have for everybody.
Oh, the Packers.
Yeah, but there was an actress, I forget her name and everything.
Okay.
So anyway, I was, you know, but, so what I'm saying is that was always considered the real, you know, cool box to be in for opposing teams.
Right.
So I've never seen that box so empty with just that one guy and nobody else.
Nobody. There was nobody, which I think is... You know, the thing is, he's got so much pressure on him this year. And I know we hate the Bears, but they've got big decisions to make.
Yeah.
They're going to trade down.
They kept their coach, though.
They did? Okay, because I think, you know, they got the number one draft choice. They could trade that down and surround their quarterback with good people, or they can get a new quarterback.
I actually was, you know how you scroll through social media a little bit, John, Jim, you don't, obviously.
No.
But yesterday, there was some audio from NBC in Chicago, and it was Alex Brown, a former Chicago player.
Yeah.
Talking a little bit about what he wants for their team when it comes to a quarterback. And I got the audio for you guys.
Okay,
I thought it might be interesting.
Yeah. I watched that game just like we all do. We sat in there and watched it. And I don't care if y'all mad at me or not. I want a quarterback like that. That's what I want. We don't have that. I want a quarterback like Green Bay has. I want a quarterback that can make these throws, pinpoint the damn football. That's what I want. Why do we always have to not have that? And if we don't get it, let's keep looking for it. But when we get that, then I think we'll be at a point where we can compete year in and year out on a playoff team. Let's go get a damn quarterback. Let's go get one that can help us win like they have.
Wow. Which is true. But you have to realize.
He rode the bench.
And I've followed Justin Fields since he was in high school.
Yeah, well, he's a Ohio State guy, right?
Yeah, but there was a TV show that I used to love. I think it was called Under the Lights. And what they did is they would follow these high school quarterbacks. I mean, they were in their house when they woke up in the morning. They had a camera there. I'm not kidding. Wow. I mean, this was like unbelievable. It was Justin Fields.
Creepy.
And it was, yeah, I know. And it was Jake Fromm, who went to Georgia and then was drafted, I think, by the Giants. He's bouncing around as like a third stringer right now. And it was this kid from Las Vegas. I can't remember his name. And he was the number one ranked quarterback in the nation and went to Ohio State. And it's funny because, and I can't remember. Oh, the fourth one went like no place. But anyway, Justin Fields was considered like about the third best of the high school quarterbacks in this series. So anyway, I've been following him since he was in high school, followed his career. Wow. And he started out at Georgia and then went to Ohio State.
Right.
But I never thought he was a great passer. He's one of those really athletic guys. He can move tremendously well. And a big guy, strong guy, good guy, great student, all these things. But you got to be a magician with that football when it comes to beating defensive backs in the NFL. And I never thought he was that guy. But what I'm saying is he was a number one draft pick. He was a high pick. So you can't fault the Bears. It's like, we got to guess. But you did. You thought you did. So it's not a magic formula. Like, even I was watching one of the shows yesterday. They were talking about Belichick. And one of the guys says, well, he's only going to go to a team if he does coach again that has this really great quarterback. And it's like, I don't know. Because, I mean, no, Belichick won six Super Bowls with a Brady. Sixth round draft pick.
And I think that, listen to what you're saying about, I think this first round draft race. I don't know. I don't know Justin Fields. I don't know his talent. But, first round draft picks don't always work out
for
quarterback because Aaron Rodgers was not.
Nope.
I don't know where Love came in. Was he first round? Love, our quarterback. Like, where did we?
Well, they traded for him.
Well, they traded
moved
for
up
him.
For
okay,
him, yeah.
But I'm just saying that
he was their first pick.
Okay,
and Rodgers was their first pick.
Even I was listening to Jay Cutler. Not, I know I'm no fan of his. Most people in Green Bay aren't, but you just, that's not a sure bet if you
draft
the first round.
Not even. It's like one of the most gambled things there are.
So either you keep this kid and surround him with talent or you get a new quarterback and I don't know.
I don't think there's a bigger, how do I put it, difference between how good you are in college versus how good you are in the pros. That's such a wide gap.
Yeah, that's a different game.
Like if somebody's a great college basketball player, they could be, boom, they're playing, they're in the rotation 90% of the time, it seems like, in the NBA. You know, they just easily move into that. NFL quarterbacks, it ain't like that.
Right.
I mean, they could have every tangible,
game.
All you know,
right.
Oh, man, this guy, five-star. You put him in an NFL offense, it's so much different.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
But I just think it's, you know, like I said, you know, we're all in love with, the Packers, and, you know, the Lions are good, but it's going to be interesting to see what the Bears do. I'm just going to watch it from a business standpoint because they've got to make some major
decisions.
Hey, I
mean, we can go through Packer history. We're talking about Rich Campbell. I saw Rich Campbell when he was in college, University of California against Arizona State, first game of the year, 1979, I believe. And I remember calling my dad and saying, Dad, the Packers got to get this guy. He's unbelievable. I'd never seen anybody throw a football like Rich Campbell. Horrible bust in the NFL.
Yeah, I never heard.
Jerry Tate.
I never heard of the guy.
National Player of the Year, Packers draft him. We got our quarterback of the future.
A horrible bust. Yeah,
you can go on and on and on about the really high draft. I remember one time when they said the Packer quarterback of the future was going to be Brian Brohm. He was drafted in the third round by the Packers. He was going to beat out Aaron Rodgers for the second spot. And what's he doing now? So we can go on and on.
Waiter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can I get some more water? And no disrespect to waiters.
No, we love them. Break.
Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. and Britain struck more than 60 targets in 16 different locations in Yemen. The strike targeting Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who've been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea. ABC News contributor and former Deputy Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, Mick Mulroy, says,
"This is a long time coming and needed to happen. There's only so long the United States should be out there deflecting attacks, not only against commercial shipping, but against our own naval assets. So this needed to happen."
It's happened amid fears of the Israel-Hamas war escalating and spreading. At The Hague right now, Israel's presenting its defense to a charge of genocide brought by South Africa. Every state in the U.S. under some kind of severe weather alert. The National Weather Service warning of life-threatening wind chills in South Dakota. Extreme cold also expected in the Northwest. A blizzard warning in Iowa impacting the last days of campaigning ahead of Monday's caucuses. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu says a plan to create state-run dispensaries for medical marijuana is a non-starter. Assembly Republicans included the dispensaries in their medical marijuana bill released Monday. Lemahieu says it goes against his goal of shrinking state government. He says that he still sees good things in the bill and that a compromise can still be reached. A new report shows that 25 S&P 500 firms with the highest paid CEOs perform worse than average. Rosanna Landis Weaver is a shareholder advocate.
We look at a period of history when America was a leader in creating solid middle class jobs, but also industry growth. Companies plowed back any excess money into the company.
Shareholders can vote against CEO pay packages, and some companies have changed their practices. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
1 in 4 Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm that will bring between 8 and 12 inches of snow, along with 40 to 50 mile per hour wind gusts later today, tonight into Saturday. A winter storm warning is in effect today, tonight into early Saturday. Once we head into the weekend, it's going to get extremely cold. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. 6:34 this morning. Big storm warnings, of course, coming in a little bit later today. If you heard Todd talk about that, right around, what, 2 or 3 o'clock, Todd?
Yeah, we got snow coming before that, about 7 o'clock. It's supposed to start. That is a winter storm warning till 3. Then we have a blizzard warning from 3 until noon tomorrow.
So I think for our listeners, did you realize that when the storm warning came, they had Todd do it? Because people don't take me and Johnny as seriously as they should.
Yeah.
So they
well, you're in politics and I'm a BSer.
Yeah, man.
Well, that works. Is true.
What
All right. In defense of our listeners.
One quick thing, though, Jim. Just to remind people, we're doing a contest today. And we got some very cool Packer memorabilia or paraphernalia we're giving away for this. So you got to text them in. Two different contests. And I'm riding with this because it's been a good luck charm and you don't bleep with a streak. What movie is that from, Jim?
I don't know.
Bull Durham. But anyway, here we go. How many passing yards for Jordan Love without going over? All right.
And just to help our listeners, somebody won, obviously, last week, but he had 300, right?
Over, yeah.
Over?
Yep. So Jordan Love, how many passing, he had 316. How many passing yards for Jordan Love without going over? How many passing yards for Dak Prescott without going over? So text in your contest. We got some really cool Packer sweatshirts for you. How many yards passing Jordan Love without going over? How many passing yards Dak Prescott without going over? That's our contest for today. Some cool Packer gear we're giving away.
And I will tell our listeners, I'm not giving anything away, but the over-under on that game is like 51 points.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so they think it's going to be a shootout.
Now, okay.
Sometimes they predict that stuff, and it comes, and they don't even get 25 points between the two.
Yeah, no question.
The over-under is pretty high, which I think is great. It's indoors. Two great, great quarterbacks, so I think it's going to be.
Do you still bet on horse races?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, it's legal. What's wrong? It's not. Well, you don't have to be shy about that.
Yeah, I don't think gambling's a good thing, so I don't want to encourage that.
Todd, did I tell you the time I ran into the mayor? How many years ago is this, Jim? 8 years ago, maybe 7, 8 years ago? At a casino on the day of the Kentucky Derby, we're both all placing our bets. And I ran into him, and it was that year where
my horse won.
He thought he won. I mean, we got the thing. Oh, wow, hey, congratulations.
He did win.
This big payday, and then they took it back?
They took it back because he was bumped. And you can't do that. My horse got bumped, and so I didn't win. Can you believe that? I think that's the first time in 100 years that they ever reversed a Kentucky Derby race. Yeah, did you win?
No, but I won $6.
It's nothing.
I still went back and got my $6, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure you stood in line with the rest of them.
Can I tell you a really dumb thing yesterday? This typical me thing before we get to our special guests.
Who are rolling their eyes, but yeah, go ahead, Jen.
So this is a me thing. So I told you I bought that. Well, you saw it yesterday. I bought that home blood pressure gauge.
Yes.
Because of my blood pressure issues.
Okay, this is what he did. He went and bought the cheapest blood pressure machine he could find, and it gave him a read that he panicked. He calls his doctor. Doctor, please get down here right away. I mean, I didn't know if we should send him in his car or by ambulance. He was just, anyway, so John, go ahead.
I took the blood, because I had a doctor's appointment. I took it to the doctors with me, okay? Because they were going to do it, and then we'd do mine right away to see if it's, way off type of thing.
Calibrated wrong.
Yeah. Get into the doctor's office. I realized that when I had dropped it here leaving, the back part had come out. One of the batteries was missing. So I'm at the doctor's office.
Reliable.
And they're looking around trying to find a battery for me for my home blood pressure machine. How dumb did I feel?
But
does anybody have a battery?
But
what size?
But
is it AAA or AA, John? I think AA. Let me check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But John, for our listeners, and I have one of those home kits as well. I think I spent a little bit more than you, but they're not What you really want to do is get it done in the doctor's
office. Well, they're hard
to
do by yourself, though, too. They're hard to wrap on your arm by yourself.
Well, I don't know about that.
You need two people. Oh, I need a nurse to help me. Home nurse to come in and do it for me.
He lives alone, so that's why he wants a home nurse. Right, he wants a home nurse. You know, 23 years old. Just
It's medicinal, people.
Anyway, we do have special guests in-house. And just a reminder, you know, text in. Todd, how do we text in?
Got to download the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner is where you text the studio. We got some numbers coming in already. Right. That is how you play the contest.
Jordan Love, Dak Prescott. Zach?
Yeah. Dak.
Dak, that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
I have written down. How many yards are they going to get in this shootout?
Without going over. Yep.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right,
introduce
very
our
good.
Special guest,
All right,
Jim.
So, hey, let me just set the the environment. Many of us, John and I, our job here, the reason Civic hired us is to kind of educate the community, and we have listeners from Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. That's where we have towers, and educate them and hopefully entertain them a little bit about what's going on in our area. That's what we do here. We are a community-minded show. And
can I back up? I wouldn't say we're here to educate anybody. We're here to educate them on what's going on in the community. But it's not like you and I are like these really smart guys versus other people. We're educating them.
Oh, God, no.
That's what I mean. No.
Okay, no, I did not mean that at all.
Yeah.
We're probably two of the last people
Absolutely.
You would go to for.
Not even
although
a question.
I got to be careful with that because I do teach. But no, I meant an educate inform. I'll use the word inform.
Very good.
All right, so we're here to inform people. And as much as we love this community, number one place to live in the United States, you know, by U.S. News and World Report, and this is the greatest place on the planet, and I would agree with all that, we're not without some struggles. And be it breast cancer, we've talked about that.
Fentanyl,
homelessness. But something that we're all affected with in our lives is dementia, whether it's a parent, but this happens to younger people. I told you about, you know, my sister, and dementia is something that we need to talk about, and not only need to talk about, we need to embrace isn't the right word, but we need to learn to deal with that. And we have two guests here, this is just a great, great organization. Laura Nolan and Troy, I'm going to get this right.
I bet you don't.
No, I do. Just hang on here.
Let's make a bet. Todd, are we betting on this, whether it gets
go
this
bet
thing
on,
right?
Bet.
Okay, let's see.
Bet. All okay, right. bet. What's the bet? Okay, $10? Okay,
ten
thank
bucks.
You. Troy Kapelzinski.
Excellent.
Okay, thank you. Troy, I'll give you $5. All right. So, all right. But these, what they
I get a feeling you could have said anything and Troy would have been, yep.
No, I wrote it down.
All right.
Dementia family neighbors. And what that says is what it does. It gets us more comfortable with people with dementia. And we've got some great businesses that know how to, when people with dementia or they're told that they have dementia, know how to deal with them more respectfully and make them feel more in a comfort area. And, I mean, you guys are doing great. I don't know how long your organization's been around, but I just applaud you for what you're doing. And you really work in Green Bay's downtown and Navarino neighborhood associations. And so welcome here. We'll just start with, I think I'm going to start with you, Laura. This is getting traction.
It is. It's really exciting. The Dementia Friendly Coalition's been around since 2015. We've been working on helping make Brown County dementia friendly. And this last year, we decided that we wanted to really concentrate our efforts into a specific area. So we chose downtown and the Navarino neighborhood, because Navarino has residential area and is more residential and downtown is more commercial. And really to be able to do the Purple Angels, which is our business training, and our Dementia Friends, which is our community neighbor training. Any individual can have the training. And both those trainings, it's about awareness. About knowing that a lot of people think that people living with dementia are in nursing homes or assisted living. But 70% of the people in our communities with dementia live in their own homes. So they could be your neighbor. They could be a family member. And our goal is to really bring kind of a network of support around those people with simple little things. If your neighbor who has dementia doesn't bring out their garbage can, you're aware of that and you go check on them. Nice. Helping with little things.
Yeah. Troy, you're Mr. Neighborhood, beautiful home. Actually, we're talking off air that city actually gave you an award for the restoration you did. And those of us who live in homes that 100 years old, I mean, you got to do that to keep the neighborhood up.
Yep.
What types of things do you teach the neighbors? What kind of training goes into a neighborhood association or the people who live around where we live?
Well, what our main goal will be is just, again, have people to be aware. And in, if you're walking down the street and you see somebody that maybe look a little lost, okay, or somebody in the grocery store or any store look a bit lost, and you might be able to help them, or at least know, or if they say something strange to you and it doesn't make sense, you may realize what they're going through and be able to navigate that encounter a little bit better than if you just don't know what's happening.
Isn't navigating that encounter... and again, I got a sister who's struggling with this, who's young. I mean, she's 69 years old, but she's, but they need to be in their comfort zone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And what kind of things can you say to someone who comes up and says something kind of like, but where'd that come from? I mean, how do you react to something like that?
Well, you can, a lot of ways is just to say, how can I help you? Okay. Instead of thinking somebody is a little bit strange or weird and then walk away. But
and
just
correcting them. Don't correct them. Ask them. Yeah, I like that.
Yep. Don't correct them. How can I help you? Oh, how about we go here? You know, give some suggestions. And Laura, you might be able to give a little bit more techniques on this.
Sure. One of the things we like to say is instead of thinking something's wrong with them is to think I'm not understanding them. So the person themselves can't necessarily, their brain has a degenerative disorder and is having challenges. We're the ones with healthy brains who can kind of think differently. So instead of arguing that it's not Sunday, go along with it Sunday and try to figure out what they are actually looking for. Most of the times they have something they're trying to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I love that commercial. I don't even know. Is it for Chevrolet maybe or somebody where they're at a Christmas party and the one lady, obviously the mom or the grandma, has dementia and the girl takes her out in the old, I think, 1964 mm-hmm. truck for a ride and certain things.
Yes.
I love that commercial.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a perfect example.
Yes. And I had a family member, same thing, had this, somebody I was really close to. And the thing I noticed is you got to be careful with what you say because at certain times, it's almost like reality comes back to them because me and my other family member, we said, well, we got to go. We're going to so-and-so for dinner. And she goes, well, why can't I come? And it's like, whoa, she totally understood that part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't, the thing I find, you can't just totally accept that they're in this other place. There are times where that door is open and it's them again. Yeah. And when we're talking about old things, about high school, boom, it was like, totally normal. And so anyway, what I'm saying is just this small, and Todd, you know this a lot more than I do. There's not like just this one blanket way of treating people. You just have to treat them with real dignity, respect the whole way.
Dignity and respect is a big thing. And my wife is very fond of saying, who works a lot with this as well. If you've met somebody with dementia, you've met one person with dementia.
Right.
It's a full spectrum. Everybody is completely different. Okay. So that awareness, if you can recognize that they might be struggling with this somewhere on a spectrum, you, like Laura said, we are the ones that have the normal mind and we can adjust our thinking patterns to try to help them instead of being confused.
That's great.
And as a family member who had somebody with dementia, my father did, every once in a while you would see someone who obviously had some learning in dealing with, and it was such a special thing to see. You saw somebody actually reaching out and being able to have those conversations with your father, right?
Yep.
Instead of being afraid or thinking, right. They understood what was going on.
Yeah.
And that just, it made you feel better about the situation.
Yeah, it can be, it can be very isolating for someone who's a caregiver of someone with dementia and someone particularly in the early stages of dementia who knows they're dealing with it and have those times where they're more clear but can be confused. And what happens a lot is people become isolated and stay in their homes. And that actually progresses and speeds up the disease. So our goal is to have them feel safe to go to the grocery store because the staff have been trained. And if something were to happen and they get confused, they've got someone there to help them.
That's great. So there's an event coming up that's going to help a lot of us get more knowledgeable on this. I want you to stick around till after the break. But Dementia Friendly downtown in Navarino. Tell us just a quickly about
we got 30 seconds.
We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that when we get back. An event where we can reach out both businesses and neighbors to work with dementia people in the community, and they are there.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, cool. We'll be right back. Mind on the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back, Mind on the Mayor. We are just talking about something that Greater Green Bay and really nationally everybody is affected with, and that's people with dementia. And I think it used to be something where it's just this really old person, and now, you know,
old timers,
right? And now it's my sister, it's Todd's dad, it's just people who are
younger. Well, it used to be, I remember with my grandma, it was like she's senile,
right?
That was
right.
The blanket term,
right? Yep. And you just thank God for this organization that is just become a dementia friend. And you're working on getting the community, both businesses and residents, more knowledgeable. And you have an event coming up to help people who want a better understanding of this. And I don't know, either one of you want to just tell us a little bit about the event?
Well, what we want to do is we're going to go around and focus. We got a grant from the United Way and to make two of the neighborhoods dementia friendly. And what that'll mean is that there will be some either a placard or a sticker in the door or a sign in the yard saying, hey, I've been trained to understand and recognize dementia and help you. So if you're ever out with your parent or your grandparent and or someone with dementia and you may have a little bit of an issue, you can maybe identify that in their yard or on their door and realize, okay, I can go there and they will know what's going on, right? And they can help me.
And we're going to have a kickoff event for the Navarino and downtown neighborhoods. But anyone in Brown County or surrounding areas who's interested in this at all is invited to come. So you don't have to live in downtown or Navarino. We're really targeting downtown and Navarino. But the event is January 25th. It is an open house type event from 5 to 7:30. We do ask that you RSVP because we're going to have some food and some great socialization. But we're also going to have information on how you can sign up for Dementia Friends training and Purple Angel training and more about the initiative. And we will have coalition members so that you can talk and have your questions answered.
What could a normal citizen do to help with a cause like this?
Sure.
Because I hate to say it, but I'll tell you what, in football, you can't believe how many of the guys that played in the 60s and even 70s. I mean, there's members of the Chicago Bears from their 85 team that have dementia. Terrible. Jim McMahon is one of them. Different ones. You'd be shocked at guys that, you know, not that long ago seemed like these big, robust, whatever. And this hit. And I'm not throwing this out there, you know, brazenly, but CTE seems to have been a factor that's kind of a cause of this. They're just learning more about that. But you're not, like, my grandma was, you know, 92 when she died or whatever. And, of course, she had it, you know, like so many of those people didn't that are. But there's people in their 60s that are getting this.
Right.
And I know the research is still being done, but possibly caused by something or helped accelerate, you know, the onset of it. So, I mean, this is something that don't just think it's this really old segment of people where it's like, oh, well, you know, they've lived a great life. There's younger people that this affects. What can we do to help get the word out, to help, I don't know if we can prevent it, but, you know, what are you guys looking for from the general population?
I think attending this event on January 25th at the Aging and Disability Resource Center at the Common Ground Cafe, so downtown here, right?
So
downtown.
ADRC, for those of you who haven't been to the Ground Cafe, is right across from the police station. There's ample parking.
By the auto museum.
Right. Right. So you want to stop in there, and that's January 25th. And is there a cost to attending?
Nope. It is completely free, and we want you to come learn more about what's available for you. We have a ton of resources in Brown County, and we like to joke that some of them are just our biggest hidden secrets, and we don't want them to be hidden secrets.
You know what the scary part about that is? It doesn't really always affect somebody physically. And they look. I remember when I was visiting my mom at the assisted living home, and one of my old teachers was sitting in the hallway. And he goes, "Do you know who I am?" I go, "Yeah, Mr. Johnson." I'll say, "Okay, Mr. Johnson, how are you? Remember I had you for so-and-so?" He goes, "Who am I?" You know what I mean? He looked exactly the same as when he was my teacher, and I realized he's in a different place.
Yeah, yep.
It is an invisible disease many times.
Yeah, wow. And I think this is really, really important. And I think what's kind of cool is there's three people here in the studio, you know, Todd, Johnny, and myself. We all have had experiences with people with dementia. My sister, Todd's dad, Johnny's mom.
No, my sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law, yeah. I'm sorry. But what I'm saying is, and then the question is, you know, what can we do? Well, we need to learn more about it. That's what we can do.
Yeah.
And this event that's coming up on January 25th at ADRC, downtown here in Green Bay, a free event. You're bringing food too.
We're gonna have food. Yeah, the food, Common Ground is catering the whole thing.
People
it's gonna
Bay.
Be amazing food.
People in Green Bay. Yeah, it's just and sometimes it's a
whatever
to
you
draw.
Have left over. I mean, I don't want to.
There will
waste
be
it.
Beer.
We'll let you take a doggy bag home.
Thank you.
That's funny. But this would be good. And then let's talk a little bit more about the business side of things. Because, you know, Green Bay, the downtown is made up of a lot of small businesses. I mean, we don't have a Walmart down here. We don't have Target. We have a lot of small businesses, which are fun to go to and are fun to shop at. And they need customers. And I think if people are treated, you know, we talked about customer service yesterday, but that's part of customer service.
It is. So
what do they learn? Let's talk about.
Yeah. So number one, it's about learning what is dementia, how it's an umbrella term, and the different types of dementia like Alzheimer's disease or Lewy bodies, and a little bit of the background about what someone with dementia goes through and what symptoms they might have. So how they might talk or how they might get confused. And then what we really talk about is some simple things. So we customize the training to the type of business that they are, such as banks. We have slightly different techniques and tips we teach. And then we also provide the resources. And that's the number one thing, is knowing about the Brown County Dementia Resource Guide, knowing about the dementia care specialist at the ADRC, and knowing that you can call the non-emergency police and that they've been trained and have resources to come in if things get more challenging than you know how to take care of.
Well, that's great for the business side. And Troy, you really are leaning into the neighborhoods.
Absolutely. So I got to get a shout out to Christy Barlament. Everybody knows that name down around here with the City Deck Apartments and manages that. She's going to be our complement for the downtown area. And my wife and I are going to be for Navarino.
Nice.
And we're going to go around and do some of this training as well. I mean, I want to really say, like, the main point, like you mentioned earlier about how Green Bay is considered and voted a great place to live. This is part of why
Absolutely.
That is. You know, we're trying to go in there and make it nice for everybody. So,
all right. Troy, and I kudos to Christy for doing this. I mean, she not only cares about the property, she cares about the community, and she is just awesome. So, Laura, Troy, this is, you know, becoming a dementia friend. There's a great event coming up. Quickly, a website if people don't.
You can either go to the ADRC website.
Oh, ADRC, which is right downtown here. Go to their website,
or
ADRC.
Or the Dementia Friend, or excuse me, the Purple Angels website.
Purple Angels website. All right. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming in. All right.
Absolutely.
And thank you what
you're
doing to make us an even better community.
Appreciate this.
Great. Thank you. Mine on the Mayor will be.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.